News from NOAA. The NOAA Fisheries Service is leading a team of federal, state, and nonprofit biologists and scientists to rescue an entangled North Atlantic right whale that was first spotted off the coast of Georgia. On December 3rd and 5th, the team made several efforts to disentangle the animal from an estimated 400 feet of fishing line or rope. NOAA biologist Barbara Zoetsma, the coordinator for right whale recovery efforts in the southeast United States, said scientists have an idea as to the age and size of the right whale.
It's a young animal, we think, maybe 2 or 3 years old.
Zoetsma said scientists are hoping to free the animal from its fishing line because right whales grow rapidly.
This animal we're estimating to be about 35 feet long. Right whales can grow up to be about 50, 55 feet. So this animal could grow another 20 feet, and that will increase the girth of the animal as well. So it's a pretty bad situation we're looking at.
During the first two attempts to disentangle the animal, Zoetsma said that more than 30 pounds of line was cut off. The disentanglement team is hoping to make another attempt to free the right whale from fishing line wrapped around its body, but bad weather and rough seas are keeping the team on shore. Zoetsma said this is a very risky situation given the size and unpredictability of the right whale.
It is very dangerous attempting to disentangle right whales in particular. These are very feisty animals. One of their defense mechanisms is to swing their tail around and strike at anything that may be threatening to them. So we have individuals in a small inflatable boat. And really, all that can protect them from this animal is just their knowledge of whale behavior. And so they're pulling up. They know not to get into that danger zone around the tail. They'll pull up the inflatable behind the right whale. But, you're looking at an up to, 35 to 50-foot animal that is perhaps stressed.
When scientists attempted the first disentanglement on December 3rd, they attached a telemetry buoy to the fishing line wrapped around the right whale so that it could be tracked by satellite. On the second attempt, Zoetsma said, a little more line was cut from the animal. However, she said a fully alert and feisty right whale makes for a very fast-moving target, especially when scientists are on board an inflatable boat.
The animal was moving at a pretty good clip, anywhere from 3-4 knots up to 6 and 7 knots. And that made things very difficult because the responders were in that inflatable boat and they were trying to pull themselves up by hand. They lift the motor out of the water so the line doesn't become fouled in the motor. And they're trying to pull up by hand on this whale to get close and cut some line. So that made it very tough.
Zoetsma said NOAA and its partners work very hard to protect the North Atlantic right whale because the species is at risk from ship collisions and entanglements in fishing gear and marine debris.
They are highly endangered. We're looking at maybe 300, 350 at most in this population. We figure the population is stable at best, most likely declining. In which case, we view each individual as being very important to the population. So, we take threats very seriously down to the individual level.
The North Atlantic right whale population is listed as endangered under the U.S. Endangered Species Act of 1973. Right whales and all other species of marine mammals are protected under the U.S. Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.